The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe's on a roll of being wrong, though. I'm sorry.
Make sure we tell him.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I'm keeping that one.
I'm George Costanza.
Yes.
Assistant to the traveling secretary. I'm working on the project.
What project?
Payroll project. Big, big payroll project.
Gabe said 2 years ago that they were going to work Miami. What happened? They got work. This year, he says, even without Giannis, they're beating Indiana. Didn't happen.
I'll just look around for a little while. I'll just browse around.
Hey, wait, excuse me. You can't come back here.
Look, I am under direct orders from Mr. Wilhelm, so if you have a problem with that, maybe you should just take it up with him.
Well, maybe I will.
Go ahead. Give him a call. He'll tell you what I'm doing here, and you can tell me.
Love I'm beating up on guys when they're not here. No I'm one rat me out. Hey, don't rat me out.
I'm sorry that I doubted you. Yeah, whatever you need.
So he explained it all.
Yes, he explained it all very clearly.
What did he tell you?
Look, you were right. I was wrong. You don't have to humiliate me about it, all right?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running her mouth.
There are times when I really miss my voice. Not this voice. This seductive-ish voice. My real voice. Although there are times that this voice is better than my real voice. Still dealing with a post-nasal drip situation is affecting my ability to talk. But what I mean is, in this instance, I'd like to sing a song. And, well, singing with my normal voice is not great. Singing with this voice feels like unnecessary torture.
Could be
at
better.
7:02 in the morning. Should we try?
Could be better.
Should we try?
You know, a little Macy Gray, like, you know, little...
I try to sing.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I was going to say Policy to the tune of Valerie by Steve Winwood.
Oh,
you familiar
sure.
with that one?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I was going to try to do, but I don't think I can do it with this voice, this Ursula the Sea Witch voice, which is what it sounds like to my kids. Mom, you sound like the Sea Witch. And I act like it too sometimes. Want to talk about Ed Policy.
Glad you said it.
Yeah, the Sea Witch. Talk about Ed Policy this morning as it was announced yesterday that he will be the new head honcho in Green Bay. Where's Chew?
I'm trying.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Oh, he's not.
Oh,
okay.
I hear you.
I thought it was just a blank screen where he was supposed to be.
That's what he is right now. He is a blank screen, blank space.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I want to talk about Ed Policy, the new head honcho in Green Bay. I'm trying to figure out if this is a big deal. Everybody's telling me it's a big deal. It's supposed to be a big deal.
Well, I mean, he's going to be the new, you know, president of the Green Bay Packers, the new guy in charge of the Green Bay Packers after the draft next season. Around this time next year, he is going to be running your Green Bay Packers. He's going to be representing them at the owners' meetings. Don't know if he's going to be the mouthpiece for the league the way that Murphy was. We'll have to wait and see. But it's a big deal. You know, it's like getting a new pup.
Why so early?
What do you mean, why so early?
Why so early? Well,
I don't think this is that early. We're like a year away.
Search. So the Rooney Rule doesn't apply here?
No.
We're so used to everyone having to go through a search. And...
Well, I did read. Green Bay Press Gazette has an article that says, "Who is Ed Policy?" or 5 things to know about Ed Policy. And it does say that they went through a pretty exhaustive search, a diverse cast of characters. So that to me feels like they were covering whatever bases they needed to cover for that conversation.
I mean, Ed's been in the organization for 12 years. He's got extensive football, you know, background, son of one of the more famous executives in NFL history. He's been the COO. He's been the COO for the last 5-6 years. This was kind of the next guy, I guess. Everybody, at least in my mind, this was the guy everybody was going to circle based on his last name, based on his current position with the Packers.
Well, you mentioned his dad, and Chew, you were filling me in a little bit this morning on his dad and his background, and Nepotism? Do we worry about nepotism? Do we not care about nepotism when it benefits us, when we get the guy that we wanted, even if his father was a big deal head honcho in the NFL for a long time? You know what I'm saying? Like there's always this criticism of nepotism and you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type of thing. Is that this?
I guess, but there's nepotism everywhere in the NFL. I mean, you have coaches of sons of coaches and blah, blah, blah that hardly ever played football. You know?
Sure, so but I mean, and yeah, I guess I don't look at this blip. As nepotism. I look at this as, yeah, this guy's put in his work. This guy's paid his dues. He's been with the Packers for 12 years, was with, I think, the Arena League for a long time before that. Like, he's had a lot of other jobs. It's not like he just followed his dad around and now the father's passing off the family business to the son. He's kind of gone out and made his own name for himself.
Well, I could tell you this. When Holmgren came here from San Francisco in 92, Green Bay became San Francisco East.
Oh, yeah.
We copied everything. I mean, we fired a lot of people because Green Bay's MO was that they were cheap, which they were. And I've said it a million times. The facilities and the equipment, everything I had at BC was better than when I came to the Packers. And Holmgren changed that, and he changed it because of the San Francisco 49ers and Ed Policy and Carmen, what's his name?
Eddie DeBartolo?
Eddie DeBartolo, you know? So then they put a ton of money and things changed, and I think it's a great hire. I'm just surprised that they announced it so early and there wasn't more of a search, but he'll be fine.
It was announced yesterday. There was reaction yesterday. Let's hear from Brian Bulaga and Homer, who discussed the announcement that Ed Policy will be the next president. Is that the
president,
term?
Yes.
President
and CEO
of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm very intrigued by it. I know the story came up and maybe a lot of people read it, said, oh, great, Mark Murphy's replacement. But like you said, it's a big deal. At least to me, it is. It's a big deal.
It's the most important job in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And if you disagree, fine, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because it will determine the success of the Green Bay Packers.
I think the governor's a little bigger a deal, but sure, it is a big deal. I don't think things will change much. I mean, the function of the president is to make money for the organization. Murphy kind of put a little twist in that and become an involved in decision making when it comes to football operations. I don't know if Ed Policy will do that, but the function of the president of the Packers is to make bank.
Yeah.
Which Murphy did a great job at.
And,
he did a great job at.
And put the right people in charge of the football operation. Because I think, Chewy, when you think of the Green Bay Packers and your era that turned everything around and how bad they were in the 70s and 80s, it was because the board was getting involved with everything. It's because they didn't have the right people in place. So they finally got Bob Harlan to change all that and put the people in charge of football, leave it alone. And that's how we got the last 30-plus years of the Packers being one of the preeminent franchises in football. So that's why if you get the hire wrong, like from the top down, like the Cowboys, I don't take the Cowboys that seriously. I don't think they can win with Jerry Jones in charge from the top down. If you don't have that right person in charge at the top, it is so hard to overcome and win.
All right, resist the urge to offer an incomplete here, Chew, because Mark Murphy's tenure is not officially over. The draft will be under his watch. The season upcoming will be under his watch. But how would you grade the tenure of Mark Murphy? 12 years there, highs and lows, Super Bowl under his watch. Is there a B, a C, an A, a D? What do you grade Mark Murphy's tenure? Again, recognizing that there is still another season and the NFL draft that will be under his watch before he finally hangs him up.
I would say from a growth standpoint, I would an A, and a football standpoint, I'd give him a C+.
Average out to a B.
Championship with the best player, best quarterback in the last 15 years, and he only won one championship, so that's got to fall on him a little bit.
So Ron gets does Ron get the same grade?
Well, we went to two, Gabe.
Okay, so what, to B minus?
So that should have been a win. Well, I think Ron gets looked at differently because there were 26 years of crap.
Sure.
You know?
I But I mean, from a wins and losses standpoint, he's not. I mean, he has the same number of wins. Yes, you guys went to one more with Ron, but I don't think he can be that far behind.
Do we care about wins? I mean, we're at the point as an organization, we don't really care about wins.
Sure, but it's like
we don't mark success by wins. We mark success by Super Bowl victories.
But is he the one that didn't grab the onside kick against the Seahawks in 2014?
Yeah, I know, but Gabe.
Like the team was good enough.
You're saying purely from a football standpoint.
The team was good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Wasn't to make money from the organization.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm guessing I'm talking about Bob Harlan. I'm talking about Bob versus Mark. Then.
I guess I'm having a tough time getting super jazzed about this. If we think that Ed Policy is just going to be Mark Murphy 2.0, and the Packers have been very successful from the, quote, money-making standpoint, shoe that you say is the priority for the position, then great, status quo, keep it rolling, keep it going. This, to me, doesn't feel like one of these, like, monumental shifts that occur in sports where a new owner comes in and buys a team, and how are they going to be spending their resources? Like, if we expect Ed to keep doing what Mark has been doing, wonderful. Keep the train on the tracks. Keep it moving along. Keep them in the winning space. And let me just continue enjoying games. Do you feel like, Gabe, this is going from a fan perspective, mm-hmm. there is going to be a marked difference with Ed Policy in charge versus Mark Murphy?
I'm hoping that he doesn't, you know, think he's, you know, feels the need to speak as much as Mark did.
Maybe fewer interviews at yes. girls' basketball tournaments.
Things of that nature, yes. Where, hey, maybe we don't need to say things like, hey, we're going to keep something personal, and then 3 days later, oh, he's an interesting fellow. Let's go ahead and just hope that doesn't happen. But the blueprint is out there. And if Policy follows that, the Packers should be in a good spot.
Do you want to see a Policy takes five?
I mean, sure.
No. What do you mean, no?
Sure.
I like it.
I don't. The difference between Mark Murphy and Bob Harlan is Bob Harlan wasn't a narcissist. Bob Harlan didn't make it all about himself. Yeah, are you disagreeing with me?
No, it's just.
I mean, why do you think Murphy would?
Sometimes you say things that I just want to lay out. I just want to let you fill the void.
Why, you said something very powerful there, big guy. We just wanted everybody to make sure it sunk in, and like we didn't want to skip past it.
That was us being like, keep going. This is good.
We wanted to let you cook, man.
Why do you think he went to the silos?
Yeah,
to
I mean,
put himself
I know.
At the top of the Sunday, right?
We got silos happening here. We got Sundays happening here. I'm working on the mixed metaphors. I
hope that Policy gets rid of the silos, and I can understand why Murphy did it. And you know, I probably have a little bit of it in me where I think my football knowledge overrides a lot of different people, which it doesn't. And I've said it a million times. My son, who's been coaching in college now for, I don't know, 8 years now, he knows more about football than I do. He knows more about X's and O's in football than I do. And I don't think Murphy believes that. And I think that's why he went to the silos.
Yeah, look, I mean, I doubt that Policy gets rid of the silos right away, Chew, as long as Gutekunst and Ball and LaFleur are all there. Like, I don't think you can just suddenly go, hey, we're going to do this completely differently now, right? Like, as long as those three are there, you just kind of keep that in place, and then whenever it's time to hire a new general manager or head coach, then you can re-jumble again.
Counterpoint, what if he goes to Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur et al. And says, what do you guys think of these silos? Because I bet you Matt LaFleur would be like, hate it, don't like it. Don't feel like I have the communication I would like to have with my general manager over the players that we are obtaining, that I will then use to make the recipe.
But like, I don't think that's going to change if Gutekunst is
I don't
now
think
in charge
he does,
of everything.
Jen. Yeah, I don't think he does, because if they did get rid of the silos, then Goody becomes his boss. Am I right?
Yeah, you're 100%
Goody
right.
Goody would love it. LaFleur wouldn't.
But don't we all think that that's what the hierarchy needs to be? Like, it feels like the Packers have decided, no, you don't think that Matt LaFleur should be answering to Brian Gutekunst? No. Why does every other team in the league do that?
No, I do. I got confused there. I can tell you this. Angie works for Angie works for $1 billion. Hold on. Angie works for $1 billion company which has the same silos, and she thinks it's the dumbest thing ever. Because no one's in control. No one's in charge.
Because you need hierarchy. Right?
Kind of like the show.
At some
Can
point.
I be bleeping yes. for two?
Correct.
Josh, wants to know I mean, if you want him to bleep that for you or dump that for you to protect you going forward.
Not necessarily protecting Chewy, but maybe protecting Angie.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
By extension.
Like, we don't have, Jen, there's no silos in our house. There's right. no silos in our right. house.
Exactly. Everybody knows.
I know. I'm not in charge.
Everybody knows the reporting yeah. structure of the Chamorro household.
Yes.
It's funny. Dario shared a great meme with me recently. It wasn't a meme. It was a video from Instagram. And it was about somebody talking about marriage. And it was like, look, you're not always going to be the lead singer. Somebody has to be the lead singer. And it's not always going to be you. Sometimes you have to play the tambourine. But you know what? You play the bleep out of that tambourine. You play that tambourine yeah. so well. Whatever your role is at that given time, you do it to the best of your ability. You want people to walk away saying, that was the best bleeping tambourinist. Tambouriner? Tambourine. What would it be?
Tambourini.
Tambourini. You know what? I don't even know if that's right.
It's not.
We're going to go with it. You be the best dang tambourini you can be.
I wish I had the tambourine. I feel like a damn groupie sometimes.
That's a good role for you.
I envision you more like the monkey.
She's like, I'm not even in the band. Wait, did you say the little monkey?
The little monkey that yeah. That,
with the cymbals?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He just kind of goes around in circles George. Banging the cymbals.
100% Chewy. That is so you. You're the cymbal monkey guy.
And we love you for yeah. it, big guy.
All right, so we are talking about this morning. I'm Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He will be the new head guy in Green Bay. How do you grade Mark Murphy's tenure? Recognizing there is still a season of football where maybe the Packers will win the Super Bowl. Hey, maybe they miss the playoffs. Who can say? And the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay. That will also occur under Mark Murphy's watch. How do you grade Mark Murphy as the executive for the past 12 years with the Green Bay Packers? That conversation continues. Plus, Joshy is going to Mexico. Viva Mexico. And he's got some Hola. Questions.
Chewy's got some good, you know, he's very fluent in Spanish if you're looking for some assistance.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just call you when I'm having issues. I'll just call you and have them speak for me.
Okay.
Chewy translator.
You know what he's going to say?
Hola.
Que pasó, estúpido. I thought I was your number one vato.
There it is. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Oh, maybe, bueno.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, some local ties to some titles last night. Tennessee beat Texas A&M in the Men's College World Series. And one of the pitchers on Tennessee is Nate Sneed from South Milwaukee. Were you familiar, Gabe, with Nate Sneed's work headed into the Men's College World Series?
Was not, nope.
South Milwaukeean, so he got the title. It is Tennessee's first title in that sport. So congratulations to the local kid, Nate Sneed. And also, I'm sure everybody saw, the Stanley Cup Final was last night, Game 7, two best words in all of sports. Bill Zito is the GM of the Florida Panthers, who ended up winning their first Stanley Cup last night. We had Bill on the show. Gosh, when was that? A year ago?
Last year, around this time, because they went to the Stanley Cup Final a year ago.
Yep, we had him on the show talking about what it takes to build a winning culture. And here he was last night. You know, amongst the guys hoisting the Stanley Cup, he is a Milwaukee native. You may remember that he was an assistant coach for the Badgers for a few years before elevating to the heights where he is now. So congratulations to a couple of local guys who won titles last night in Tennessee and the Florida Panthers. Do you need, because I'm watching those games last night with Dario sitting on the couch, and he wanted the local guys' teams to win. He wanted the Florida Panthers. Now, he's from Florida, so that may have played a role in it as well. But he wanted Tennessee to win the College World Series. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I just wanted a good game. It ended up being a very good game. Got tight late before Tennessee prevailed. Chewy, you have said when you're watching a game that doesn't involve your teams, you sort of kind of pick a side and then root for that side down the stretch, right?
Yeah. Why? So in that instance, I would have no local connection that I would know about. Then I would defer to cockiness of the team. I think the face paint they do now is completely stupid, so I would go opposite of the stupid face paint.
Okay.
And then last resort would go to uniforms.
That's what about the uniform? You pick the uniform you like the most, the one that is the hippest, the coolest.
I'm a big fan of orange. I like orange. Yellow is my favorite. Orange is probably my second favorite.
Yellow is your favorite.
Not a big maroon guy.
So obviously, Green Bay Packers.
Not a big maroon guy.
The Brewers have some yellow in their jerseys, but other than that, what do we got? Yeah. Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, Chewy's a big Savannah Banana fan.
Okay,
but I am a
Syracuse guy.
I'm a soft yellow guy.
So let me ask you a question.
Syracuse, nice. Tennessee.
Tennessee is famously orange.
Yeah, but he likes orange.
All right. Okay. So last night, let's just say you're watching the game, and you have decided that Texas A&M's less cocky and has better uniforms. And then late in the game, Nate Sneed from South Milwaukee comes up and he starts pitching an inning or two. Are you then changing your allegiance now because there's a local kid who is representing the other team?
No, that's kind of something Gabe would do with the Bucs or something like
First
that.
First of all, Gabe would know. No, going I don't into do that.
Once you're locked in, you're locked in. Like I was watching Florida State play, I forget who, and I thought those players were just obnoxious. I'm so anti look at me. That's why I probably don't really like society anymore, because it's all about me. Am I right or wrong? Does that bother you?
This spiraled into. Look, I'm not. I'm just laughing because of like the direction we went from College World Series to society stinks very quickly. Like we made that dive from the top rope very, very quickly. Seems like you got something you want to get off your chest, be your big guy.
No, I don't. I'm just saying. What's Charlene, my mother's favorite ism?
Self-praise stink PU.
Thank you. Self-praise stink PU. When I got a little too high, big for my britches, probably a better word in today's world, in high school because
is it a Saturday?
We were dominant.
There it is.
we were dominant. She would be, you know, used a self-praise stink PU.
So then how did you become such a big I got my guy?
Society.
That tracks. When in doubt, blame society. The reason I bring
this but up, I have to have a team that I root for. Otherwise, it's just, what are we doing here?
The reason I bring this up is because Michelle Smallman was on Unsportsmanlike this morning, and she was saying that she was rooting for the Florida Panthers as well. Even though she's from St. Louis, St. Louis has an NHL team in the Blues, but because one of their players were from St. Louis, famously, we have all seen the picture rolling around, Tkachuk. Tkachuk is the last name, right? The reason I say it with hesitancy is because there's a T at the beginning, okay? In case you haven't seen this, his name is Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk, but his last name starts with a T. Anyway, he's from St. Louis. Michelle is famously from St. Louis. She ride or dies with St. Louis, and so she was saying she was rooting for the Panthers, and Evan Cohen, our friend and teammate, the host of Unsportsmanlike, was saying, that's absurd, that's ridiculous. You have a hockey team in the league. You can't root for another team just because one of their players is from your town. Was Evan right or wrong?
No, but I believe Keith Tkachuk played for the Blues, and what's the kid's first name?
Matthew.
The one who won it. Matthew is his son. So I could see that connection. I would do the same. I think that's kind of cool.
I mean, while you're watching, if you're somebody who needs that rooting interest in the game, then pick whatever side you want. But you can't be like all celebratory and be beaming the next day after a different team. Like, for example, here locally, everybody loved Drew. Drew Holiday. I think everybody was happy for Drew that he has another ring. But I'm not walking around being like, oh, our guy Drew Holiday got another ring last night. Like, I'm not doing that. I can be happy for the guy, but then I'm moving on. If you have a team, you're not celebrating another team.
Gabe, who's your favorite, besides me, your favorite Packer of all time?
Besides you, obviously. Favorite Packer of all time it's probably still Brett.
So if Brett's kid played for the Carolina Panthers and he was the quarterback of the Panthers and won the Super Bowl, you would be ecstatic.
I'd be like, hey, good for him. But I'm not celebrating the Panthers winning a Super Bowl. Are you crazy? I got one team I want to win the Super Bowl. I can be happy for other people if they go off and have successful careers away from my team. But I'm not like going to go buy their jersey. I'm not going to be, oh, yeah, all in on the Carolina Panthers because Brett's kid is playing for their, you know, is their quarterback.
All right, we've got some reaction rolling in, 800-990-3776. Noah reminding us, Noah in the 920 reminding us, that that's why sports betting is great. There's always a team or a player you can root for in games that you don't normally care about. That is not rooting for players or teams. That is rooting for your wallet.
So if Michelle had placed a strategic bet on the Panthers, then she could celebrate today because she's a little richer.
And again, I was on Around the Horn yesterday, and Tony Reale forced us to make a pick at the end of our Stanley Cup final segment. I said Oilers because I think the Panthers are spooked. I didn't want to make a pick because I didn't really care who won the game. And I also didn't want to then, as I was watching Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, feel like I needed to root for the Oilers to make my pick, like, come true.
To be right.
So I did not. So I did not. I did not.
I can't relate to that at all. If I make a prediction, I'm riding and dying with that team. That's crazy.
Jen, can I ask you a question? Because it's kind of been on my mind. Did you forget to take your makeup off with the hat? I mean, the hat and the makeup doesn't go hand in hand. That's kind of just what happened.
We're going to talk about this now.
Well, I'm just asking.
I mean, she had her hat down a little lower earlier. I don't know if she was trying to hide what was going on.
Should I keep hiding what's going on?
Well, I don't know. It's up to you.
What's going on?
You tell me. What's up with your eyes?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's going on with your eyes today?
Well, it looks like you're about ready to go on game day, but with a hat?
I mean, why are we zooming in on the camera, Joshy?
Because he can.
Back the bleep up.
A little closer.
All right, what happened?
What happened with what? Why?
Did you run out of solution to wipe the stuff off?
That is way too close to my face. If you're not watching on the YouTube stream right now, thank you. That is way too close on my face at 7:30 in the morning. Are you talking about the fact that I still have my eye makeup on from yesterday? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'd like to think I'm a little more observant than this. Sit across from you, you know, every weekday. Something going on with your eyelashes as well.
Well, I have fake eyelashes
on. All right. Feel better about that.
Do they look like push brooms? You know, the kind that you... your driveway or your patio? I have fake eyelashes on. And yes, for those of you who follow the show and watch regularly on the YouTube page and talk to yourselves, Jalen, I'm not sure. Tell me how you pronounce your name, 8998. I don't usually wear makeup for this show because it is traditionally on the radio and whatever.
I mean, there are times where you put on your makeup during the
show. And then that's
which is entertaining.
Before and after, right? Just to see the progression over the 2 hours. But I have a big interview tomorrow. I have a huge interview for ESPN tomorrow. And I had my girl here in Milwaukee do my makeup yesterday for Around the Horn. I did take off all my face makeup, so I don't have all the foundation on or the blush or any of that stuff. But, you know, it's hard to do a good eye. It's hard to do a good eye. So I'm leaving the eyes on until my interview tomorrow.
Wait, so are those hard to sleep in?
No. You just close your eyes.
Why do they get messed up?
What? What did you say?
I said why do women take their makeup off?
It's
why don't they just
horrible
leave it on?
For your skin. It's bad for your
even
pores.
The eye stuff?
Well, no, that's the difference. Yes, that's the point, is that the eye stuff at least has a little longer shelf life. So I'm going to try to get through. I have an interview tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m. So I'm going to try my best to get through with this really beautiful eye that this woman did for me until tomorrow afternoon. Does that seem like a fool's errand, guys?
How do you avoid, like, the weather? It's pretty rainy out there.
Got a hat on. Right?
More than the weather, how do you weather your children?
That's fine. I just told them, don't touch the eyelashes. Don't touch my eyes.
And kids famously listen to everything their parents say.
Correct. They don't. But I've told them I need to keep these eyes on. Usually when I come home from a show, the first thing my kids do is pull off my fake eyelashes and pull out my fake hair. They enjoy it. It's very, and I think for them, there's a thing of like, mom's done with work. Now she's back to being mom, right? But this, I have to leave on for this interview tomorrow.
So how do you put the eyelashes on?
I don't
is
put them
glue?
On. Can you see them, Josh?
No,
here,
is it
now
glue,
that we're talking
though?
About it, you can go ahead and get a nice close up on the camera. Can you see the eyelashes? They're pretty big.
Yeah.
They're big bad boys.
They're very noticeable.
They have their own zip code.
Are they like Velcro, or how do you get them on?
Velcro, no, it's eyelash glue. Velcro, that would require a strip of Velcro on my eyelid. It's just glue.
That's just like, what, permanently there in your mind
yeah,
when
exactly.
you went Velcro?
How was Velcro the first thing that came to mind? Of all the ways to attach things.
You have to ask.
I mean, the Velcro would be sturdy, though. Like, once you Velcro something on, it's not coming off.
But
you
it
know,
is,
bring some in. I want to try it. Jen, do you have, like, extras?
I have many, many extras of fake eyelashes. Absolutely.
Gabe,
would
you try it?
On you.
If you try it, I'll try it
on the show. Okay.
Yeah,
Joshy,
I'll do it with you.
We all got to do it.
And you're wearing them for the length of the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, this was totally worth it then. Me wearing the fake eyelashes today on the show for my interview tomorrow was totally worth it.
I guess I don't. You're just attaching something to your eyelashes. Like, what do you. I guess I don't understand what we're doing.
You're going to wear some fake eyelashes, apparently. And you want to
know
something?
We're going to look beautiful, Josh.
You know
that's what we're going
to
do.
Do you have to blame for this? Big guy. Because big guy was like, how hard could it be? No, it's not hard. It is a little uncomfortable. It takes some getting used to, but once you've worn them a while, it's fine. I can't believe we just crushed the clock for eyelashes, by the way. We just crushed the clock. And you guys aren't even curious who I'm interviewing tomorrow? I said it was a big interview. You're not even a little bit curious?
I mean, you've interviewed a lot of big people before.
Big people? Well, yeah, football players. Yeah. Interviewed football players, famously
like, you've had a lot of big interviews in your career.
Dumpy in West Bend weighing in saying, I feel like I'm missing something listening on the radio. Can Joshy send me a picture of Jen's face? Go to the YouTube stream. Yeah. We stream the show every day on YouTube on ESPN
servant.
Milwaukee. Now, if Chewy asked Gabe to do that, that'd have been done toot sweet.
That's part of my contract,
that's not
though.
That's not how this works. Randy saying, just had to tune in. Sorry, Jen. That's a lot of eyeliner on there. That from Randy in Greendale. Yeah, I don't want to have to do this look tomorrow for the interview. So I'm keeping the eyes on for tomorrow for this big interview that I have.
Are you flying somewhere?
Yes. Ooh, this is fun. You want to play a guessing game?
Well, where are you flying?
Yeah.
I can't tell you where. What is that
what
game?
What coast?
20 questions.
Or where?
20 yes. questions rules. I was going to say, is it bigger than a bread box? I knew that wasn't the name of the game. Is it bigger than a bread box rules? No. 20 questions rules. Yes or no's? Are you flying somewhere? Yes.
Are you flying?
Is it one of the major four sports?
Yes.
Okay.
So what? I guess, Chewy, what do we want to do? We got to work in tandem here. Do we want to know the sport first or where she's going
How
first?
About this? How about we take a break first since we're a little late after he accused me of the eyelash gate? We take a break. You guys figure out the parameters of the game, and then we'll see if we can figure out who, in fact, I am interviewing tomorrow for ESPN. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great.
1, 2, 3,
yeah,
that's
break. Good.
With a local Milwaukee team, for Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. They've been serving businesses and individuals in the area for nearly 15 years, including a longstanding commitment to the healthcare industry. From expansion to treasury management, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions across the healthcare spectrum to meet the complex moments you're navigating. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The other side of the world, and I'll let you know if I want to come back and coach your little game.
He's Jay Peterman.
Ian Rappaport tweeting yesterday, and I thought this was interesting. The Broncos
Burma?
The last few
weeks.
You guys done?
I got more.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Shout out to Chewy, who last segment said, "What's wrong with your face?" to me.
What's up with your face?
What are you talking about? He said, "What's going on with your eyes? Your eyes are a little odd today." Yes, I know. I have makeup on, which I know is shocking to you guys since I never wear makeup in the radio studio here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But I have a very big interview tomorrow for work, the other work. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll keep the eyes so I don't have to redo the eyes, recreate the look. So now it sounds like we're going to play 20 questions for you guys to try to figure out who, in fact, I am interviewing tomorrow for ESPN.
All right. So Chewy already asked the first question of, is it one of the four major sports? To which you said yes.
So the rules of 20 questions are they can only be yes or no questions.
Is it a player?
No.
Okay, player.
Male or female?
Okay, Chewy. It has to be yes or no, man. So you have to ask,
is it a male or is it a female?
No, is it? Yes, exactly. One of the two questions. Uh-huh. Which would you prefer?
Is it a female?
No. Very good, Chew. It took you a while to get there, but at least you got there.
All right, so four major...
I was going to go Caitlin Clark.
Just jump right to names?
Is it Caitlin Clark? No, that counts as a question. Write it down.
But no, he said he was going to,
but he didn't. Yeah.
But he didn't.
Okay, hold on. The first question was...
Is it one of the four major sports?
But he asked, do you have to travel? That was the very first question he asked.
Oh, okay.
Do you have to travel? I said yes.
Okay, so travel. Okay, so... All right, one of the four major sports, not a player, not a female. You have to travel for it. All right, I mean, we're getting close, I guess, to college football-ish season. You start working on those. Is this person related to football?
No.
Okay, so no football.
Okay, take away football. Is this person over the age of 50?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
I guess I should Google,
Did you ask
this? Yes.
Okay.
So over. So we're talking.
Out.
Well, we're talking about like coaches. We're talking about
executives.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go that way. Is it a coach? Is he a coach?
The person I am interviewing tomorrow for ESPN is not a coach.
Okay.
All right. So is So you can eliminate hockey because there's no one in hockey that's big enough.
Fair.
Really? No coaches basketball, that are big in hockey? Baseball.
Well, it's no coach. So it'd be higher than a coach. You just said it's not a coach.
Does this person deal in the basketball world?
Importing or exporting? I was like, where are we going with this? Yeah. In the basketball world? No.
Okay, so...
All right, so it's baseball.
It has to be baseball, Chew. I don't think we have to waste a question to see if it is.
Even though the Stanley Cup final was yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not wasting a question.
Because you said... Hold on, get Chet. You said big, right? You said this is a big...
Is this a 20 question? Right?
Well, no, this is just a qualifying.
Remember,
yes.
You can't remember something from before.
You got to give the CTA guy a little bit of a break.
Sure.
Said this is a big interview.
Yes.
I don't think there's anyone in hockey that's big.
No, is Gary Bettman big?
Hey,
no.
Hey, Gary had a good night last night. You know, giving away the Conn Smythe.
So it's baseball.
And McDavid wasn't even there. Saw about 16 shots of the crowd as I go, oh, he's not coming out, is he? He is not coming
out of that dressing room.
I'm up.
You
so should we try to figure out where she's going?
Yeah, that would help.
Okay. Okay. Are you flying... Is this interview west of the Mississippi?
Ooh, good question. I figured you'd go west or east.
Yeah.
Is it west of the Mississippi?
Is it west of the Mississippi?
No.
All right, so we are east of the Mississippi, Chew.
I do appreciate the folks weighing in on the talk and text line with their guesses. There are a lot of people guessing, filling up the talk and text line with who they think I might be interviewing. And then I jump over to the YouTube page and same thing. Lots of guesses. We'll get to those guesses as Although someone said Ron Burgundy.
Nope, sorry, can't be Ron. We are east of the Mississippi.
Has this individual ever has this individual ever been on the Brewers payroll?
No, it is not David Stearns.
Okay.
That's what you're getting at, right?
Maybe? Have we ever talked about this person on the show?
Oh, yes. Certainly have spoken about this person on the show.
Positively.
So
I think I know who it is.
It depends.
I won't say, but I think I can.
Well, if you have a guess, you throw it out there, right?
What number
this is
at?
Question number 12.
So what you need to do is you need to narrow
it down.
You got questions left, is my point, Chu.
Texters.
Some of their responses? Let's see.
Yeah.
Matt,
what are their questions?
John in the 414 says, are you interviewing Wayne Gretzky?
Well, we already determined it's not hockey. Well, Chewy and I did.
Player.
Alan says, it's east of the Mississippi and basketball related.
Mad no, it's City not Brew basketball related.
Says, what about the Philly Fanatic? Jazz saying,
ooh, Philly Fanatic would be pretty big, especially if you're getting an interview. I don't know how he speaks.
Jazz saying it's all Nick Saban, which we already established it is not a football personality. Mm-hmm. Nick weighing in saying, is it Craig Counsell? I didn't think of Craig Counsell when I was mentioning David Stearns. I suppose that could have been. I can't answer that unless the guys choose to make it an official question.
Did she say she was flying? She already said she was flying, right, Joshy?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we know she's flying. So, like, she wouldn't just fly down to Chicago. She would drive down to Chicago. So we don't need to waste a guess on Counsell. So she's flying somewhere.
Jen, I don't think... Gabe, I don't think she can answer this next question.
Okay.
But he's going to ask it
anyways. But you're going to ask it anyways. I'm excited.
Yeah. Is this person a jackass?
Your first instinct was correct, buddy. I plead the fifth on that one. I will say this.
I know who it is.
I will say this.
I know who it is.
At least one person associated with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is not a fan. How's that? Is that fair? At least one person
unless we know who the person is, it's tough for us to say if it's fair or not.
Is not a fan. That's a good call.
Well, hold on. I don't know if that makes us any closer because Chewy dislikes almost everyone.
Yeah. Yes.
So that leaves a lot of people.
Jen, Gabe, can you see the
I'm looking right at you.
The screen?
Yeah.
Jen, look away.
Well, why? I know who it is. What are we doing?
All right. Oh,
Gabe.
Okay. What does that say? Oh, he's got it. He's got a name written down. Do we guess the name?
Did
Joshy,
I spell
did
it right?
Do you want to make a guess or do you want to? How many more questions do you have?
So we've got eight more guesses. We've got eight more questions.
All right.
But so Chewy's got a name. Chewy, do you want to guess the name?
Let's take a break. We got to take a break. We'll come back.
All right.
Chewy can make a guess or he can ask the questions to get closer to see if his guess is right. Because once you make the guess, you're out. You have to make sure your guess is correct. So we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And when we come back, Chewy will decide if he wants to ask a few more questions to confirm his suspicions or go ahead and make that guess. If you love sports betting, you have to make your way to the sports book at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It has the ultimate experience, dozens of self-service kiosks to bet, seating for over 200, a broadcast booth, a first-class bar, their new restaurant, The Kitchen, whose scents and aromas will pull you right into the sports book. And if you're in a rush, they have free 20-minute reserve parking spaces near the Skywalk. They have figured it all out. It is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie, and it's time for you to get in on the action.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
A freaking catapult attached to his right hip. Like, I just made that up. A catapult.
That was good.
I kind of liked it. I was rolling with it, Rob.
Like a slingshot?
I'm calling old catapult leg from here on out.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Great Midwest Bank is more than just a bank. They're supporters of the local Wisconsin community. GMB's Simply Giving program focuses on volunteering, educating, and donating efforts in the local area. It is true. When you work with the staff at Great Midwest Bank, you really do see how much they care, and they understand the community because they live in Wisconsin, too. Bank local with Great Midwest Bank. Call or stop by your neighborhood GMB today. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. So, Chewy thinks he knows who I'm interviewing tomorrow. Ashton Rotman joining us in the studio because
guys,
he also thinks
you
he knows.
People. I can't yell any speaking louder of, over text. You be quiet, you dumbass question asker. I'm sorry.
Dip Smith.
Whoa, we've asked some really good questions.
You have asked questions. I would refuse to say really good. I can't believe that, A, your first question right out of the gate was beautiful. Are you flying somewhere? Great. Fantastic. Then you go to the major four. Awesome. Then you start going to hockey, sure. I guess technically that's
yes,
a major
it
four.
Yes, a man or a woman. Then the man or the woman. Yes or no question.
You asked about college football to get an NFL angle in there. You guys have asked the dumbest questions possible. Once you figure out it's a major sport, you just get the major sport next. That's how 20 questions works.
But we already have the
Don't
major sport.
My microphone.
I'm sorry, Joe. I won't. It took you like 15 other guesses, four or five really, but to actually ask the questions that got to what you think it is. I figured this answer out 10 minutes ago. I know the answer. I saw Chewy's guess.
Chewy's
it may or may not be
guess.
The answer.
Yeah. Well, Chewy's got a guess.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to get to this. Randy in the 414 saying, oh my God, I'm laughing so hard at you all. Chewy told Jen to look away. Jen knows the answer.
I mean, honest to God. Like, I'm in my car driving in. Well, I'm watching the YouTube stream on silent because I want to see what's happening.
To defend the big guy. Like, he doesn't want it to be an official guest, so he was communicating with me, didn't want any sort of reaction from Jen. That's why he told Jen to look away.
I can appreciate
Thanks,
you
Gabe.
Trying
I got your back.
To defend him, but I have not been
He's
mean to
He's my teammate
him.
In this instance.
For far too long, I have not been able to be mean to him. Chewy, good morning. However,
I would appreciate it if you had never come on the show again.
It's maybe one of the dumber things that has happened on this show is that he said, Wait. Look away from the guest that he's going to make in probably 10 seconds here that she already knows the answer to, which is the correct answer.
We are getting a lot of guesses. Let me get to some of the guesses that are coming in on the YouTube page. Of course, you can always stream the show on our YouTube page, ESPN Milwaukee. Let's see. Bud Selig is a guest. Bill Zito is a guest. We mentioned Bill Zito earlier, the GM of the Florida Panthers who won the Stanley Cup last night. Mark Murphy is a guest. The owner of the New York Jets is a guest. Jen said, yes, they are over 50, so it could not be Aaron Rodgers, although Aaron Rodgers has been guest many, 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 many times here on the YouTube page. Also on the ESPN Milwaukee comments page, Tiger Woods is a guest from Bill in the 262.
Unfortunately, he is still under 50.
Roger Goodell, a guest from Justin in Middleton. Craig Counsell has been guest, although Gabe did say that I would probably just drive down to Chicago if, in fact, I were interviewing Craig Counsell. Austin saying, I was going to say Rob Manfred, but he is definitely a jackass. That was a question earlier.
Great question. That was the best question. If we're being honest, Chewy, I will defend you. That's
all right,
a great question.
So now that you're here, Ashy, okay, how would you advise them to proceed? They have how many questions left?
We've got 8 questions.
I would confirm the sport you think it is.
Well, no, we don't need to. We already know the sport.
But you have the questions, is what Ashton
Yeah, but I mean,
I would ask.
Oh,
I would
this
ask.
This is a stubborn offing.
Yeah, but we already know.
He is stubborn offing right
Perhaps
now.
Perhaps you like, should ask if it's in a certain big city where a lot of executives are a lot of the time for every sport imaginable.
Yeah, but
that doesn't narrow it down, right?
Yeah.
It's the one city where everything is. It's New York. Is he in New York?
But isn't it more impressive if Chewy gets it without asking that question?
He's known. He's a.
I think Chewy should step up to the plate.
Right.
He's got a guess.
Here's another good.
He thinks he's got a good. Okay, you want to ask your question or do you want to ask your person?
Was this individual drunk on air one time?
That could be anybody. That could be any of us.
So Tom Brady?
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, that could be anybody.
Although, to be fair, he wasn't on air. He was celebrating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl, but he was very drunk.
Yeah, I mean.
It was also curious that you didn't know the age of the person you're interviewing, Jen.
I just didn't know where he was on that scale. I looked it up and I was like, okay.
Like look at him, you can know.
Here?
Yeah, who do you think was drunk on the air?
Oh, he was.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
He was explaining, something one time.
Allegedly, whoever we think it is was.
I have no idea who we're talking about.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What? I thought we were having a good time.
Heat check. Desk pop.
Does that mean you want us to go to break and come back, Joshy? Is that what you're trying to passively aggressive indicate to us?
I was not. I don't know what. I didn't touch anything.
How about we do that, though? How about we take a quick break? It's the top of the hour. It is 8:02. We'll get to the top of the hour as close as we can. We'll come back, Chewy. We'll make his guest to guess who I am interviewing tomorrow for ESPN. Fair? Fantastic.
Fair.